Happy Easter, everybody. So back in, I think it was September or October, Paul Simon, the singer-songwriter, he was interviewed by Howard Stern on his show. Now, I'm not a Howard Stern fan, but I'm a big Paul Simon fan. I love Simon and Garfunkel. And Paul Simon, he wrote all their songs and all their music. So it was a pretty good interview. It was interesting. It was, he just talked about his career and growing up and his relationship with Art Garfunkel, which is very complicated, multiple breakups and reunions. And then his solo career, which was also very successful. At any rate, toward the end of the interview, Howard Stern asks him this question. He says, do you have a greatest song or lyric that you ever wrote? Is there one or two that just kind of stand beyond the others? And Simon's response is what really kind of intrigued me. Eventually, he mentioned a couple of songs, but before he did that, he does this whole thing about where the great songs came from. He said that they came from a mysterious source where you feel like you're a conduit. You feel as if the music is coming somehow through you. You're a part of it, but it's not starting with you. It's coming from somewhere, and it seems to come through you. And then he talked about a couple of songs. He mentioned The Sounds of Silence, Bridge Over Troubled Water. And then Howard Stern, and I think this was in response to the whole, like, where did the music come from thing, all Stern was asking was, like, what's your best song? What's your best set of lyrics? Simon started to talk about, like, this source that wasn't him. And then this is what Howard Stern then says. Paul, just give me one last answer. You seem very wise. You've lived through so much. You've created these masterpieces. Is there a God? Because I need to know. I'm getting older. Is this it for me? Am I going to die and that's it? Or am I going somewhere? Howard Stern. Simon essentially said, yes, I think there is more. He talks about beauty and creation and the fact that there has to be an author. Like, there's got to be a creator, somebody who creates the beauty. And he clearly said it really wasn't him. I loved his humility. I mean, listen to Bridge Over Troubled Water. It's beauty and it's truth. And then he says, it came from this mysterious source. But think about it, the song's creator says it came from somebody else. He doesn't get much more specific than that, but that's okay. I just love the fact that he gives someone else credit. He's not a theologian, he's a songwriter. And I know it's Easter. It's like, you're probably thinking, who cares what Howard Stern and Paul Simon have to say about God? They're two Jewish guys from Queens. Like, what do they know? Well, I think Paul Simon was right. I think he knows this much. He attributes beauty to God. I think he's dead on. But it's Howard Stern's question that really intrigued me. I mean, isn't his question all of our question, at least at certain times in life? Is there a God? I need to know. I'm getting older. Is this it? Am I going to die and that's it? No, Howard. This isn't it. This is it. Very early, when the sun had risen, they came to the tomb. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side. He said, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He's not here. He's been raised. Go and tell his disciples." Well, maybe Howard Stern's response to that would be, well, that's a nice story, but how do you know that all happened? Well, I guess I don't actually know it's true. I don't really know it happened, Howard, but I believe it happened. We believe it's true. And then maybe he says to that, why do you believe it? What got you to believe that? Well, that's a good question, Howard. Why do I believe that this story happened? Well, the people that I've loved and respected most in my life have believed it. My whole life, I've met people who believe that story. And that belief directs their lives. And they have great lives. That's a reason to believe the story, I think. Hey, here's another one, and it's a little more practical. If this whole thing was a hoax, if it were some crazy myth, some cute fairy tale that we've been just telling each other for 20 centuries, at a certain point, when Caesar and all the bad guys that followed Caesar started persecuting the myth makers, don't you think they would have stopped? Won't you think they would have admitted, okay, this thing was a hoax. If we keep saying he rose from the dead, they're gonna get us. People don't die for a hoax. Not for 20 centuries, they don't. You know, I remember reading this, some article somewhere, it said that the 20th century produced more martyrs, Christian martyrs, than all the previous 19 centuries put together. No, actually, twice as many. I mean, how's that happen? Howard, the story has to be true. You wouldn't have 20 centuries of crazy people maintaining a myth and dying because of it. I remember this movie, I think I saw it about maybe a dozen years ago. It's a very interesting movie. It was it's called Of Gods and Men. It's based on a true story. It was about these French Trappist monks. They lived in this monastery in northern Africa. And they served the poor, this very simple, mostly Muslim village. Most of the time, they just prayed, these monks. But when they weren't praying, they were just serving the poor. Anyway, in the late 90s, there was a civil war broke out. These Islamic terrorists were threatening the monastery. So the Algerian government said to the monks, "You better get out of here because we can't guarantee your safety." They said, "You better leave for your sake." Anyway, the movie, the most of the movie really is about their decision to stay or go. If they stay, death is almost a certainty. But they stayed. They wouldn't abandon this village and their ministry. Well, they were taken hostage, and then they were murdered. The movie's not so much about how they died. They were beheaded. But it's not so much about that. It's more about how they lived and what they believed and why they were willing to die. Anyway, I remember after I watched it, I looked it up, just kind of Googled the movie and the story, and Roger Ebert, the movie critic, had a review of the movie, and he loved it. He gave it 2 thumbs up. And in detail, in this article, he describes what he liked about it. But then at the end of the review, he says, he kind of gets very personal. He gets very, like, editorial. He goes, the monks should have left. They shouldn't have stayed, knowing that it would mean their death. I remember thinking, like, this is strange. Like, where's this coming from? Like, just review the movie. I don't really care what your opinion is about whether they should have stayed or not. Roger Ebert was raised Catholic, but he stopped practicing it early on in his life, his faith. He said he was at best an agnostic. Well, if you're an agnostic, that means you're not sure about God. So that means, maybe in Howard Stern's words, this is it. If there's no God, this is it. Well, if this is it, then martyrdom is crazy. It's, as Roger Ebert said, a waste. But if that story, that gospel, is true, and this isn't it, that changes everything. If this is it, if it's more the Roger Ebert approach or the Howard Stern question, if this is it, man, we're going to have a shortage of heroes. Like Jonathan Diller, the cop from Massapequa. If this is it, does he get out of that car? Does he and every other cop risk their lives? If this is it, I don't think so. This is what his widow said this morning at his funeral. "It's hard to imagine how long I have to wait to see Jonathan again. The doors to heaven open for me one day. When they do, I hope to see Jonathan standing there looking at me just like he did on our wedding day. My husband died a hero. but he also lived as one. In other words, I think his widow was saying, this isn't it. She'll see him again. She'll be with him again because of what we celebrate and what we believe. So maybe there's just a couple of perspectives. You got Howard Stern and Roger Ebert, and you got those monks and that cop and his widow. This isn't it.